Yes, it is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have with us on the KGLO live line this morning, Dave Bernhardt with Mason City All Risk Insurance. Morning to you, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. Nice to see that 2.5 sprinkles last night. It was very welcome. Let's, keep our eyes and ears peeled for later on today, right?
You know, that's the truth. You know, we needed some rain, and we were kind of hoping that we could get some rain that would slide in. Yeah, we had that line of thunderstorms overnight. Now a pretty good chance today. Once we get up to 95 degrees, the weather people think we'll be stirring up some thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight for sure.
Well, I've always, been under the assumption from experience. Anytime, Tim, we get a hot, cold transition, Mother Nature's going to throw something at us, someplace, somewhere. I don't know where, I don't know how bad, and I don't know exactly when. So what I'd like to say this morning, if you're still standing out there in the machine shed, waiting or wondering what to do about this hail insurance policy, it's about time to make up a decision, okay? If you call me later on today and it's pounding on the shed big time with some hailstones, we're out. I can't pull any strings. I can't use any silver bullets to get your hail coverage anywhere. But if I hear from you this morning with some numbers like acres, and what kind of crop and things and how much coverage you want, I can maybe get the deal done. If I call in, fax in, use all the tools I have with these different companies to get you some hail coverage placed. Because there's just something about, these insurance companies, they don't want to place the coverage when you're already at the intersection, smashed up the car. They just don't want to do that. It's the same way with hail insurance, Tim. And the media is talking about it all day, every day. So please, let's get it done early. Hello, Pam. And please, if you need it, I can't emphasize enough. We've been busy the past few days with some people that have planned ahead, and we've been busy earlier with people that really planned ahead. Thank you, folks, for doing that. They're just, how it is, Tim, when you're out there at the ice cream stand, I can't serve everybody all at once, can we?
Well, especially if I'm in front of you.
Exactly, because you might take it all and I'm going to go home empty-handed.
Again,
just timely, let's pick up the phone. You know what you planted this year, you know where it's at, you know what you have means or whatever, and I've been telling people all along for the past 3 or 4 weeks, yes, it is a little dry, but when Mother Nature decides to change, look out. Here we go. And then, unfortunately, we're supposed to have some pretty serious wind coming around with this stuff today, too. So it does not take a lot of hailstones thrown in with a pretty significant wind to make stuff look pretty nasty. That is big buildings also. So let's keep our fingers crossed, hope for the best. We'll take some moisture. Give us the moisture. We'll take that. But we don't need a couple inches of ice on the ground. We don't really need that.
No. Let's pass on the hail, that's for sure. But it is a good reminder, like you say, when we're at 95 today and they know by the time we turn the corner and start next week, we're going to have high temps in the 70s. It's a little different.
Absolutely. Not that it's a surprise. They've been forecasting this. So, again, give us a call here at Mason City All Risk. Check in. I'll do everything I possibly can to get you some coverage placed and in effect before the hail starts pounding on the machine shed, okay? I keep using that terminology, but I remember years ago I was actually in a machine shed when it was hailing. And I thought there was about 114 carpenters with hammers trying to get into that building. It was really, really, really loud. And yeah, it just like, wow. That's just stuff that an old guy remembers from years gone by, Tim.
Oh, boy. Well, that's probably very, very true for a lot of the guys and gals that are working on the farm. And if you're out in the shop or in the shed or whatever, yeah, that's, you don't want to hear the hail and then make that phone call. Get out in front of it and call Dave at Mason City All-Risk Insurance at 423-8785 is one of the many numbers you have, right?
Correct. And we're using a direct crop line of 424-0056. When you call that number, somebody in the crop department will pick up. Could be Julie, could be Haley, Pat, or myself. You know, that'll be direct to the crop department. On a personal note, happy grandpa. I hear you got another grandchild.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Yeah?
Seeing all those pictures, are you?
I seen them. You know, you look like a proud grandpa.
Well, of course I am.
Exactly. Yeah. If there's anything that gives you a shot in the arm of adrenaline in the morning, it's either driving to work, watching those little people, you know, go to school. I don't see them anymore, but, you know, I think I seen actually a few weeks ago, Tim, literally, it was a backpack with legs walking into the school. This little guy was not very tall, and that's the guy that was moving right into the school. I thought, that's a chuckle right there. So they had enough supplies in there for 3 years.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
That just gives you a shot in the arm to see that kind of stuff in the morning.
Gotta love them, for sure. Well, Dave, great also, to talk to you this morning. You're at work already. I know you've been busy early this morning. And yes. So people should get in touch with you about that hail insurance.
Please do. Actually, one other thing, too, Tim. I noticed last night there's more deer. They've had some babies. And those does are trying to get around with some fawns behind them. So watch out, people. If you thought you had deer before, you got a few more now. And there's some little bitty ones, too. So watch out for them.
Good heads up. Perfect sense. All absolutely. Right. Watch out, people.
Yeah, I'm just like everybody else. I got to drive up and down the road, too, and I'm like, oops, what was that?
Yeah, I saw three of them in the ditch last night myself right along the highway. So they are there.
Cute. Yeah, the little ones are cute. Don't get distracted. They are cute little buggers.
Yeah, they will dart in front of the car in a minute.
Especially if mom's on the other side of the road.
You bet.
All right. Well, thank you very much this morning, and we'll see what happens when we wake up tomorrow morning, see what kind of shape we're in.
All right. Well, you check your rain gauge. Give me a call tomorrow morning early, all right?
I didn't take the newscaster's advice this morning. I didn't leave my car in the shed. I actually had to drive to work, okay?
All right.
All right.
Hey, have a great one, Dave. Take care.
You too, Tim. Thank you very much.
You bet. See you later. It's Dave Bernhardt with us from Mason City All-Risk Insurance on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.